Somebody,
somebody,
can anybody find me? every day of my life. I worked like my bones at the end.
At the end of the day,
I take home my heart on me.
This is WMFO, Anything and Everything. Just heard James Brown first, I Feel Good, and then some Queen. And right now, you are listening to WMFO, Anything and Everything. It is 1:10 on this glorious Wednesday, and I'm here with my partner in crime, DJ Rizzle King. What's up?
I am doing great. It's great to be back
at
full strength.
We like to hear it.
We've had, I think it's 2 weeks in a row, right? We've been... I think I wasn't here 2 weeks ago, and you weren't here last week. We are restored to our.
We were struggling with some health issues.
Some health issues. We are good now.
The influenza virus took a toll.
Get vaccinated. It's not good to not get vaccinated.
Did you not get vaccinated?
I did not.
I got vaccinated. Still got the flu.
Because there are so many strains of it and all that.
Also, I know, it was so frustrating. I walked in and the doctor was like, yeah, you have the flu. I was like, but excuse me, sir.
I did get vaccinated.
I was like, I believe it was in this room I got my vaccination. And he was like, nope, you still got it. DJ Rizzle King, I mean, it is fantastic outside.
It is
right
beautiful.
Now.
It is, although I will say, not as nice as last week.
Not as nice as last week? Oh, was that when it was 70 degrees?
That was when it was 70 degrees.
That was crazy.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was February.
I mean, it is February right now.
Oh, it is still
it's
February.
It's still February.
It's going to snow this week. It is the last day of February. Sorry for all of those people out there who have leap year birthdays. You will not be getting a year older.
No, not this year. You and the Pirate of Penzance also
wow,
sharing a birthday.
Quite a reference. My uncle was born on February 29th.
Really?
Yes.
So how old is he now? In leap year years.
Oh. 20-something?
Wow. What a young man.
What
a young man your uncle is.
That's
amazing.
Although I did to mess with a teacher in high school, a teacher who I knew pretty well, I asked for an extension until February 30th, and they knew, and they granted me that extension.
Well, because then it would never come. That's genius.
That's genius.
Now, it's 1:12, and we're going to get back to a little bit of music right now, but as you all know, now that you are regular listeners on Anything and Everything, we like to do a bit of a theme. We started doing it a couple of weeks ago. This week, very loose theme. I was looking through some songs. I was on a Spotify playlist, and this is the most iconic songs of all time.
Wow! I want to throw some stuff in here.
I picked this because there are so many songs on here. Like almost every song, I recognize, and half of them I've never heard of the name. Because you hear them in movies. You know, you hear them on television and everything, and you hear them there, so you recognize them, but, you know, you never
you
listen to the full song.
Them.
Yeah, but you never listen to
song. Yeah, okay.
So we're going to start off
now. I like this theme.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Whitney Houston. Actually, I think a lot of people know this one.
But
I feel like from today, they know it because it was sampled in a song called Somebody. You know that song?
Wait, which song are we?
They both have Somebody. This song we're about to play is I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay, I thought you were going to go the other classic Whitney Houston round.
Oh, we could. It's on there.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, maybe we'll get to that later. There's a lot of options.
So we're going to get that going right now.
Yeah. the heart of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
And as the lyric suggests, that was Tainted Love by Soft Cell, I guess.
Wow. Now, for an iconic song, I don't know that band.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of the bands you don't know. That's the weird thing.
That's
is that they have crazy, crazy recognizable songs. But also, I feel like most of them, a lot of them are so recognizable because they get sampled. Like, Rihanna sampled that in SOS. Now, that's a good song.
That's a great song.
Exactly. And I would presume that Rihanna's song was like, you know, and, you know, spread it everywhere. Like, you know, the pop artists are like pollinators of these, of the songs. You know what I mean? They
kind
of
like that.
They go in and then they spread the pollen everywhere. And it's like, I recognize that song.
And they're getting the nectar of having the song
exactly.
in their the sample in their song.
Exactly. It's pretty sweet.
And that was puns with anything and everything.
Exactly, at 121.40. Every 121.40, one pun on anything and everything.
We are in the works of a new 115 segment. Stay tuned for that.
We are hard at work. I don't know if you know this, but when you're listening to music, well, we're also listening to music. We're listening to it at the same time. We like to give it attention, but we're also thinking of segments.
And potentially theme song. Is in the works, potentially.
That would be amazing. Just, you know, boom, comes on. Anything and everything.
That's the theme song.
That's right there. It right there. It's me doing.
We've been recording this whole time, so we can use that.
Exactly. So that's it, actually. So I'm just going to get on the air. We should probably do it live a couple times.
Yes,
it's a good practice, I think so. So speaking of recognizable songs and iconic songs, I listened to this song last night. I was listening to it. I was listening to this playlist that we're using right now.
It's a great playlist.
Yeah, and I, you ever listen to a song that you haven't listened to in a while, and you're like, this is a good song.
Oh, anything
like a, from such a good song.
Anything from 2003 to 2008, and you just it brings you back, and it's incredible.
I don't know when this is from. It might be before 2003, but I think definitely. I think after. I believe that Alvin and the Chipmunks covered this.
Whoa.
I know. Alvin and the Chipmunks. But this song, I really think is so good. Although it is not applicable to today, per se, because, you know, it's a pretty great day right now. So, this is Bad Day.
Where is the moment when you kick up the leaves and the magic is lost? Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or none.
'cause you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. You see what you like. And how does it feel? One more time. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
And that was the beginning of Hey Jude.
Longer song
than we realized. About just, 7 minutes
just,
long.
Just tad.
It's about, it's 7 minutes long. But it is now 1:30 on the dot. I had to pause a little
good
bit.
Good timing.
It is 1:30 on the dot, and you know what that means, DJ Rizzle King. What are we doing right now?
That is time for, wow, it is now time for That About Sums It Up, where we take something that happened in the last week that really exemplifies how our week has been going.
Okay.
So, DJ Slips, I'd love to hear you go first.
All right, so it's a little complicated. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm ready. I'm settled.
This day is my That About Sums It Up.
Ooh.
In that, each kind of hour of the day is a little bit like the week. So, first period today.
Interesting.
First hour of my day, chemistry. Monday, it's like Monday. So, first hour of my day is the Monday. Kind of dominated by my lab, which I have on Monday. So Monday's chemistry dominated. First hour is chemistry dominated. I move on to Spanish, which is, Tuesday.
Okay.
And I have a quiz today. So, the beginning of the week isn't
a quiz is a very Tuesday thing to have.
Exactly. So the beginning of the week and the beginning of today were not great. you know, I had an exam on Tuesday, I had a quiz today. You see how, you know, see how that works? But now I'm done for the day, pretty much. You know, I got to do some things, but for the most part, the hard stuff is over. Same with the week. For the most part, the hard stuff is over.
A nice Wednesday.
Exactly. I'm kind of cruising through for the rest of the week. I'm going to cruise through the rest of the day. And that is my That About Sums It Up.
It's an interesting That About Sums It Up. I like it.
Yeah, it was different. It wasn't really an event. It's more of like a, you know, an analogy.
Okay. My That About Sums It Up is a glorious victory in intramural basketball. It wasn't a victory. We lost quite badly.
Oh, yeah.
I went to get food on the go,
mm-hmm.
and realized they have Tootsie Pops.
Oh, did you not know they had Tootsie Pops at Hodgson?
I did not.
Thomas, I have like 14 Tootsie Pops in my room.
Can I have some?
No, you got to get them at Hodgson.
Well, I'm going to slowly start accumulating them, and I ate two entire Tootsie Pop last night without taking a bite.
What?
Until I got to the Tootsie?
No.
Without
did
biting.
Did you count?
I didn't, no, because they weren't licks, because that takes a lot of effort.
Okay.
Just kind of keeping it in my mouth and slowly dissolving it.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have ever gotten all the way to the Tootsie.
Honestly, once I got to a certain point, I just wanted nothing more than to bite down.
But then it was an exercise in patience,
it was an exercise in patience, and I was doing this while struggling very hard with my math homework, and that is my That About Sums It Up.
I have another That About Sums It Up.
Okay.
I just remembered it when you mentioned our intramural basketball. So, I'm not good at that sport. I'm just not good at it. But I like to play it. And so, last night, I did something that I was very proud of. I was dribbling down the court, and by some miracle, I went behind my back and actually fake someone out. It worked. I didn't travel. I don't know how I did it. I'll never be able to do it again. And then I missed the layup.
The wide open layup.
The culmination of a sweet play. And I missed it. And there's a video of it. And if you watch the first 2 seconds of the video, I know because I cut out the last 2 seconds of the video.
You think he's a god.
You would say, wow, he's amazing at basketball. And then if you just watch for one more second, you'll say, oh, yes, he's terrible at basketball. I suspected correctly. So that is my second about summing it up.
Wow, we are 1.5 times more That About Sums It Up than we normally have.
I know, it's a pretty crazy day. It's a pretty crazy Wednesday. And now we're going to keep the ball rolling with some more iconic songs right now. Thomas, what about the song Don't You Forget About Me?
Wow. Great song.
I know, and it's just so iconic.
I also paired with an iconic movie. Breakfast Club. Is it not at the end of the Breakfast Club? Or is that a different song?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it's at the end of the Breakfast
now,
Club.
If I
am wrong, I will come on the air and apologize, but I'm pretty sure this is the song at the end of the Breakfast Club. Let's hear it.
I think you're right. So let's take a listen. Yep, this is at the
100%.
At the end of the Breakfast Club.
Don't
It is 1:46 here on WMFO, and DJ Rizzle King and I just got caught out a little bit. We were, we were thinking about Quidditch, I guess. We were discussing it.
And how
we're disagreeing, I'm not going to lie.
I think this is the first Harry Potter disagreement we've ever had. Like,
DJ Rizzle King thinks that the game of Quidditch is broken.
I think that a snitch that's worth 150 points and ends the game makes the game a little pointless. Now, I did realize the other day while listening to the audiobook that the Quidditch Cup is scored on aggregate, so the points scored by the chasers do mean something.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that the game should be designed in such a way that there is strategy in not only catching it yourself, but keeping the other seeker from catching it, defensive versus offensive.
I'm a traditionalist. I don't think there's anything wrong with the game. Well, it is now 1:47. We are 2 minutes late for, I believe, our favorite part of the show. It is a weekly segment. It is called Sweatpants or Real Pants, in which we discuss if we're wearing sweatpants or real pants. I would say it's a pretty descriptive title.
It is a great title.
DJ Rizzle King, let's get it started. Are you wearing sweatpants or real pants?
I need a drum roll, first of all. They are real pants.
Oh my gosh.
They are
real pants.
Green jeans.
Green
I
jeans?
I broke out kind of fancy clothes.
Wow, green jeans.
Green jeans.
Wow. Interesting, because, you know,
green jeans and ham.
Most people say blue jeans, like that's not the only type of jeans there are, but I guess you are the reason people say blue jeans.
Yes, I am. There are also black jeans. There are
white jeans. Khaki jeans. There are khaki jeans.
That sounds horrible, not gonna mm-hmm. lie.
There are khaki jeans.
That sounds like an abomination to fashion.
I like the name green jeans because it rhymes and I think it's funny.
With green beans?
Well, just green jeans. It sounds, because green and jean kind of rhyme, so it's green. Like, what are you wearing today, sir? Green jeans.
What do you have in your pocket? Green beans.
Exactly. I have green beans in my green jeans.
What about you, DJ Slips? Are we real pants, sweatpants, no pants?
I am wearing pants.
Okay, that's good.
I did not realize that was an option. That's an interesting one. If there's ever a day where I'm not wearing pants in the studio, something's gone very wrong. I am wearing pants that go in my sweatpant drawer.
However,
there's not really a however. I have a pair of jean-looking sweatpants.
Oh, here we go.
They are sweatpants, but they look nice. So they go in the sweatpant drawer. So I guess I'm wearing sweatpants, but a collared shirt.
Okay, fair. For the record, I think they look like jeggings, this particular pair of pants.
They're not jeggings. They're not flush with my legs. They're not tight.
Just because when I received a text message from mm-hmm. Sam that said, "Thomas, I got these denim sweatpants that look like
denim sweatpants."
It sounds like he's describing jeggings.
Did I say jean leggings? Did I say jean leggings? No. If you want to call them debt pants, you can. Dwet pants? You may.
Debt pants. Pants that owe you a lot of money.
Yes, debt pants. Well, I keep my debt pants in the back of my green jeans.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's for you to figure out, green jean man. All right. We are going to get back to the music with House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
Yeah.
That was House of the Rising Sun by The Animals, and right now it is time for a PSA. DJ was looking at to step out for a brief minute, and he has challenged me. He has challenged me to test my reading skills by not using a pre-recorded PSA, but rather a written one. And so here goes my PSA. We'll see how good at reading out loud I am. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000 people, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. And that is numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And right now we are going to get back to the iconic songs. We have got only time for maybe one or two more. It's 1:55 on WMFO Medford, and this is a more recent one. This is Maroon 5.